Alaska's aviation industry took a major hit from the recession. Anchorage is the United States' number one cargo airport, with Fairbanks playing a key backup role. State Deputy Commissioner of Aviation Christine Klein says the Alaska system was impacted early on as the worldwide economic slowdown slashed cargo shipments.
We were actually seeing these downturns back in May and June of last year, about 6 months before some of the other airports in the country.
Klein says the situation was made worse by eruptions of Mount Redoubt last spring that forced some cargo carriers to reroute flights out of the state. She said cargo landings were down about 23% during fiscal year 09. The number of passenger flights was flat. Klein says there have been major cash flow problems for the industry.
What that basically resulted in is a $22 million earned revenue deficit for our system that our airport managers and myself and the rest of the team had to find a way to balance. And they did that. We had a hiring freeze for the past year and a half. We slowed down many capital projects. We've had fewer contracts. And we had some layoffs in Anchorage.
Klein says recent fuel sales data from Anchorage and Fairbanks airports indicates business is beginning to recover.
For the last 3 months, we've been at 57 million gallons a month for our system, and that is an increase over the past 16 months. So things are looking better. We've hit bottom, we're at flat, and now we're climbing out. So that's the good news.
Klein says three new Chinese cargo carriers and a new passenger airline recently began flying to Alaska. She shared data from a new assessment of the aviation industry's economic contribution to the state. Klein says aviation is Alaska's fifth largest industry, accounts for 10% of jobs in the state and $3.5 billion of the $42 billion gross state product. She says those numbers are much higher than they are in other states, a fact that should help Alaska garner federal funding for the state's 258 airports.